Love from the Dark, a Mordal zu Shir fanwork, written by Mont Ungul and read for you by Dana Scully, 1013. This fanwork is rated teen and up, and no archive warnings apply. Little by little, it came back to him. Those missing years. If anyone asked, Wei Wuxian would shrug and smile and continue to say he didn't remember. If his husband asked, he would have told him the truth. Lam Wanzi looked at him long and slow one morning when sleepiness led to a careless comment slipping past his lips, and the silence of the Jing Shi had trembled with the force of Lam Wanzi's questions. Sharply awake, Wei Wuxian had frozen, waiting. He hadn't asked, though. Not then. And so Wei Wuxian knew that he never would, but Lam Wanzi's silence was a speaking one, a silence that said he would not ask, but listen. It would be for Wei Wuxian to decide what he wanted to tell. It wasn't pleasant. So much of it was nothing he ever wanted Lam Wanzi with his open and easily wounded heart to hear. He wanted to tell this, though, but wasn't sure if it was his to share. Love. Vengeance. Of course the spell would not have worked without it, and so that was the beginning. Pain and grief. The agony had been mixed into the lines of the array like water and tea leaves. Even if you took out the leaves, the taste remained. All the tinkering and study in the world could not have made it any less demanding and soaked in blood and sorrow and still have it function. Mo Xuanyu had been wronged, alone. No one to turn to, and no better choice to make than a gruesome end with the hope that he could have justice served beyond his death. And in that moment of summoning, Mo Xuanyu had loved Wei Wuxian. 100,000 screaming, raging, tortured summons full of wrath and desperation and avarice, and the one summons he had vowed to was the one full of love. Love like Wei Wuxian had known in his life. A Shiti to a Shixiong, a brother to a brother. A child to a father, a disciple to a master, an orphan for a generous benefactor. Love, too, like he hadn't been able to understand, and maybe never would. An impossible, towering love, born from looking up from the deepest, blackest pit at a shining light. If anyone had come to pull him out of the burial mounds in those 3 months, Wei Wuxian thought he would have loved them like that. The array activated with a press of spiritual power to tacky blood and ripped Mo Xuanyu to pieces with his own tortured psyche and called out in a ghastly, heartbroken voice, "Come, Wei Wuxian!" And in the very last moment, Mo Xuanyu's heart had opened like a night-blooming flower, full and fragrant with love. And Wei Wuxian had come, like a moth to warm flame. That light of Mo Xuanyu's love had risen him up from the cold, dark place he'd been lingering, hopeless and empty until all at once he wasn't. Pain and pleasure and all the sensations of a body in motion, alive, assaulted him in a cacophony that rung of dark triumph and endless love. Every beat of his heart, every breath in his lungs was a gift from Mo Xuanyu to Wei Wuxian. The sight of his Ayun groan, the taste of his favorite wine, the sound of Wang Xian harmonizing on flute and Gu Qin, the scent of sandalwood and home, the feel of clean water splashed on his face in the morning, and his husband's hands on his skin at night. sometimes a feeling, a flower petal over his fingertips, his own hair sliding against his neck with the wind, a scent, a taste, the beauty of a sunrise leaning against Lam Wanzi's warm side, would shock him with its fullness. A firework sensation that left him smiling and squirming both toward and away, and always, always with a whisper of boundless gratitude. Ah, Mo Xuanyu, Mo Xuanyu, closest and dearest stranger of my heart, thank you. Perhaps he could understand that love after all. Was it not how he felt for Mo Xuanyu after all? Wei Wuxian chuffed a laugh and felt, more than heard, Lam Wanzi's attention turned toward him. Ah, nothing, dearest Lan Zhan. I've just realized that I hopelessly love another man. A soft sound escaped Lam Wanzi, an exhalation through his nose barely sharper than a regular breath, but the sheer affront in it had Wei Wuxian chuckling even as he turned. At the sight of the matching expression on Lam Wanzi's face, Wei Wuxian let himself burst into raucous laughter, rolling about the floor and kicking his legs until a strong hand caught his ankle. Wei Wuxian wriggled and tried to pout as Lam Wanzi dragged him until his feet were resting over Lam Wanzi's lap. Ayo, I have been caught! This poor Yiling patriarch is done for in the grasp of Han Guangjun.
Wei Yong.
Lam Wanzi's chiding tone was undercut by how he shook Wei Wuxian's leg with each syllable.
Explain yourself clearly.
Of course Lam Wanzi had caught how serious he was beneath the joke. Wei Wuxian loved him so much. Feeling his smile soften, Wei Wuxian fluttered his eyelashes and poked his other foot against his husband's thigh until it too was captured. Strong but ever so gentle, Lam Wanzi shifted and dragged him closer until Wei Wuxian's legs were draped on either side of his hips, and, with a delighted crow, Wei Wuxian sat up and scooched the last bit forward to sit in Lam Wanzi's lap and cross his ankles behind him. Lam Wanzi accepted a kiss more than patiently, then lifted an elegant eyebrow.
Mo Xuanyu, Wei Wuxian admitted easily, my most intimate benefactor. I think I love him more dearly than anyone but you.
A slow, thoughtful blink later, Lam Wanzi nodded.
I as well. He returned you to me.
Wei Wuxian wanted to feign a gasp and pretend offense at the adultery or whine at him for springing such a comment on him unexpectedly, but found his forehead dropping against Lam Wanzi's shoulder instead. Warm and comforting, a hand slid through his hair as he burrowed into the shadow between Lam Wanzi's neck and the fall of his hair. Do you think there's any chance some part of him survived to reincarnate? Wei Wuxian's fingers tightened around the fabric of Lam Wanzi's sleeves as he bit his lip, half hating himself for the vulnerability of letting such a soft voice escape him. No one but Shijie had heard it before. He was still getting used to sharing it with his husband.
I do not know.
Lam Wanzi pressed his cheek against the side of Wei Wuxian's head, his arms rising to hold him.
I hope that there is. If not...
He trailed off, but Wei Wuxian waited. This was amusing silence. A few minutes later, Lam Wanzi took a slow, steady breath, bracing himself, but Wei Wuxian stayed relaxed in his arms. Unworried.
You are his living legacy. If his soul is destroyed, his heart and will brought you back to this world, so your actions are an expression of his wishes, and therefore part of Mo Xuanyu himself.
Wei Wuxian did let himself whine then, squeezing Lan Wanji tight. Lan Zhan, that's... He cut himself off with an unusually soft chuckle. That is a nice thought. I'll have to live well enough to be worthy of it.
You already are.
Lan Wanji leaned back enough to press a kiss to his forehead. Wei Wuxian loved him so, so much. There would never be a day he wouldn't love Mo Xuan Yu too for giving him this precious new life. The end.